When it comes to the pasuk, in part, where is this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Malachim that when they destroyed all of the Baal, there we read it. We taka read it with the negative terminology because it's avodah zara. Amar Rav Nachman Kolitz. This is a very important gemara that you need to know. Kolitz inusad asira. All scoffing and cynicism and negativity and mockery is not allowed.
By awful limit, that's also talking about avodah zara because they were.
I hear. But that's the Jews. Maybe it's different. The only time that one is allowed to to make fun and to mock is when it comes to avodah zarah. The sharia, there it is mutter. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, kara bal kode koreim koreis nevo hayu atzabeim lechaya belabeim nesu eisechem amusos masa. They were happy. It's going to the bathroom. Again, negative terminology in reference to Avodah Zarah. It's mutter for a Jew to say to a non-Jew. Shachle l'avodus kuchav. This is a very interesting gemara. Shachle l'avodus kuchav. Take your avodah zarah, v'anche b'shin tav shlo, and put it in your shin tav. Shin tav is a remez to the area. Yes, right. But it's amazing. Here's the gemara talking in a way that is mamish, what we would consider vulgar language. But when it comes to avodah zarah, the gemara says it is mutter to say that. Amar Rav Ashi, Hayman disani shumani. Someone who has a bad reputation, and a reputation that he's a philanderer, for example, it's mutter to embarrass him. Begimel v'shin. You can call him the son of a zona. Haiman de shaper shemani. Right, same thing. I don't know. That's a funny thing. It's not about a zora. Haiman de shori the shaper shemani. Anyone who has a good reputation, shori l'shvuche. It's mutter to be meshabeachem uman de shavche yenuchul or birchos al rosha. We end the parak with a nice thing that if someone who has a reputation that is reputable, it's praiseworthy to praise him. But this gemara is important. You know, they say about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was not known. Oh, Urza ben Chanan was one of them. They were not known for their laughter or smile. But when it came to someone making fun of avodah zarah or things that were considered avodah zarah, they would show a light side to them, because that's where you need to express mockery. We have one more. Quite a few blocks to go. We have 6.5 blocks to go, and we have to do this by. I'd like Rosh Chodesh Adar. We'll see. They're not hard. They're the next parak has nothing to do with Megillah or Sefer Torah, which this last parak has had to do with the Sefer Torah. This next last parak is the parak that deals with the halachas of a shul, of a besa knesses, of a building of a shul, of selling a shul, and we will do the mishnah now in honor of Mo shutting the Gemara, assuming that we're finished. Bnei Ha'ir shemachru rechova shel ir. The Bnei Ha'ir that sold the road, they used to have a road which had a little kedusha because they would put the bima in there sometimes. Lokan b'dam of Beis HaKnesses, you can always upgrade the money. The money can be used to buy a shul. Beis HaKnesses lokan teva. If you buy a Beis HaKnesses, sell a Beis HaKnesses, you can use the money to buy an aron. Teva lokan matbachos, you can buy the covering of the Sefer Torah. Matbachos, if you sell the matbachos, you can buy the actual svarim. Svarim lokan Torah, if you buy svarim, sell svarim, that's Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you can buy Torah. Avalim machu Torah, but if you sell Torah, lo yikhu svarim. You can't buy lower, you can't buy svarim. Svarim lo yikhu matbachos. If you sell svarim, you can't buy the coverings. Metapkos lo yikhu teva. If you sell the coverings, you can't buy the aron. Teva lo yikhu besakneses. If you sell the teva, you cannot buy besakneses with that money. Besakneses lo yikhu sarachov. If you sell the besakneses, you cannot buy the rachov, which is of the lowest. V'chein b'mosrein, and so applies with the extra money as well, has to be used only as upgrade and not downgrade. Have a wonderful, productive.